Blog Talk Radio.
Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Yeah, my blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't switch the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace. And tell me over and over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. No, no, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
That's right. It certainly seems like it is, isn't it? This whole crazy world is falling apart. We can fix it, but we just got to do it. The first damn thing we got to do, we got to recognize that there is a problem and we created it. It's okay to admit that you're wrong. It's not okay to not admit that you're wrong. We all share a responsibility in the mess that we're in right now. And it's okay to admit that we screwed up, and it's okay to admit that we're going to knuckle down and fix it. But we got to do it. We have 916 days, 4 hours, 55 minutes, and 33 seconds left of this godforsaken Obama nightmare. And just because he's still president doesn't mean that we can't go to work and start fixing this stuff. Are you paying attention, Mr. Boehner? You're the Speaker of the House, for God's sakes. Could you at least act like it? But until we get rid of this guy, I vote for impeachment. Screw going to court. What the hell's that going to do? It's going to have another lawsuit sitting right next to two contempt charges. Yeah, that'll be effective. Even if you do win, Mr. Boehner, you really think the president's going to start following the Constitution, huh, sweetie? Huh? Ah! Go back to your tanny boob, go smoke a pack of cigarettes, and here's a box of tissues. Have a good cry. Get the hell out of Congress. You're a joke. You're doing nothing. You're a bum. I'm sick of all of them. I just don't, I'm one of these kinds of people that I just have no patience for things that I shouldn't have patience for. And why should we have patience for this crap? We shouldn't. But yet, here we are, voting for it, gotta get more of it. Well, until we get rid of this guy, we must remain dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. And I cannot emphasize that enough. Freedom isn't cheap. Okay, fine. But we can afford it. You can always afford freedom. What you can't afford is tyranny. We got a lot to talk about tonight, and I'm not in a very good mood, as you can tell. So if you want to be a part of the program, 646-716-7978, and you know it as well as I do, as long as there's one stinking liberal on planet frickin' Earth, well, it's a very, very, very busy news day. Well, today, shipmates, today is absolutely no exception. My God in heaven. There's only one way to combat that. Turn off that goddamn Kim Kardashian show. Put down those stupid bags of Cheetos. Get your ass off the couch and go to work. So let's lift our jib and get this freedom ship underway. Yeah. Now we're officially underway and headed out to sea. Those are makeshift colors. All right. Now before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day, I got a call this afternoon. I haven't spoken to her in a long time. I don't know if any of you remember her, but she's come on this program a couple of times during the Justina Pelletier saga. Her name is Nancy Rubenstein. She's the Director of Public Education and Volunteer Coordinator at Psych Rights. That's PSYCHRIGHTS. Well, she came on, and we had a very long couple of conversations with this. Her husband is very instrumental. Her husband was actually down in New York City during this Justina Pelletier mess, the kidnapping, and he was protesting Big Pharma. Well, if you're not familiar with what Big Pharma is, well, then you're going to have to do some research and find out what the hell these pharmaceutical companies are actually doing. They're connected to the government. They all got lobbyists. They all got people in the government. They're all connected. And why? Well, so they can make money. There's also another reason. If they put you on any kind of drug whatsoever, guess what? Well, you're now, according to the government, mentally ill. You can't have a firearm. They're doing anything and everything they can to skirt this United States Constitution, and the American people are allowing them to do it. Well, Nancy called me this afternoon. Already, I wasn't in a very good mood, but when I got off the phone with her, I was absolutely in no goddamn mood. And she knew it, too. She told me she was going to put me in a bad mood. Well, she was most decidedly correct. She did put me in a bad mood. We now have another victim kidnapped. His name is Isaiah Rider, R-I-D-E-R, 16-year-old boy. Well, she called me up and she says, hey, I've got a case for you. I've got somebody that wants to come on your program. Well, this kid's mother wants to come on this program. And according to Nancy, she tells me that it's going to take more than 1 2-hour show to get all the information out. And I told her, I said, if she takes the whole week, that's fine with me. If we can do it in one show, we'll do it in one show. If it takes all week to do the show, then fine. I can't handle this crap. I can't understand how people can honestly be so blind as to what the hell that they're doing. They're kidnapping children and performing medical experiments on them. Well, the Japanese did it before World War II to the Chinese. Human beings have been doing this to each other for I don't know how many years. The Nazis did it in the 30s. I'm sure there's people still doing it all over the world, but we're the United States. We're better than that. I'd at least like to think that we're better than that. Well, her name is Michelle Ryder. And Michelle, you are welcome on this program any damn time you want. What they are doing to your son is an absolute outrage. I am so effing pissed off right now. I can't even frickin' see straight. I'm sweating profusely. I'm so pissed off. My God, how the hell do you do that? Where's our FBI? Huh? Where's our DOJ? Oh, that's right. They can't get involved. See, we've got governors involved in it. We've got the whole frickin' government involved in this. They're making money. Kidnapping children and using them as lab rats, and this government is making money off of it. Those are your children. You cannot take your child into a children's hospital or any hospital for that matter anymore. The doctor can't figure out what's wrong with them. Well, obviously it's the parents' fault, so we've got to take these children as wards of the state because we can't figure out what the hell's wrong with them. Well, let me tell you something about medicine. I'm not a doctor. I don't claim to be. But when it comes to any kind of science, medical science, this science, that science, whatever, human beings don't know everything. Doctors don't know everything. They know a lot, but they don't know everything. A lot is not everything. So when you argue with a doctor now, they take your kid away. So I don't know. I mean, what do you have to do to keep your child from being kidnapped from the state? I mean, you take your child into the hospital. What do you got to come in with an armed security guard or guards? You need a security team just to make sure that the hospital doesn't kidnap your child. I mean, this is absolutely just disgusting. Well, there's a video. And BCH, by the way, the Boston Children's Hospital, they were also involved in this, I was told this afternoon. Evidently, Boston Children's Hospital, which this kid went to, he's been all over the place. This one, he's now in Chicago. But he's been just about everywhere. Well, BCH told them not to treat this kid. He's not getting any medical treatment. 16-year-old Isaiah Ryder was last treated at Laurie Children's Hospital in Chicago. He has a genetic disease called, now I'm going to try this. I practiced this a couple of times. And Nancy corrected me a couple of times, and she taught me how to say this word. But you know that I suffered chronically from a broken left-handed tongue, so it's very difficult to speak. And then when you get this crap, all these words that are like 4,000 miles long and expect me to pronounce it, it's very difficult. So let me give this a shot. This is what this kid suffers from. Neurofibromatosis. There it is. Neurofibromatosis. What it is tumors that grow on the nerves. Well, not only do I suffer from a broken left-handed tongue, but I suffer from a broken back. So when my discs get pulled out again, like they're always pulled out, and they connect themselves to the nerves, that's extremely painful. Now put a tumor on that. This kid has been through a hell of a lot. This kid he's already had a leg amputated from this. They were giving him extremely heavy drugs, and it wasn't working. And now they lied about the mother. The mother was a hospice nurse for over 16 years. Let's get into this and find out a little bit more about this. Let me put a link in here. I also put a couple links in the for those of you that are listening in archive, I put the links in the comment section. So you can see the same links as the people that are listening here live now. This is the first link that I'm going to put in the chat room here. This is a video of this kid who's now a ward of the state of Illinois. Well, he made a video and he sent it to his mom. His mom put it on, the mom put it on her Facebook page, which I'm surprised that the government hasn't taken that page down. He's not allowed to speak to his mother. They told him, you can't speak to your mother. You're not allowed to speak to your mother. And if you do call your mother again, we're going to take away your phone. Imagine that, a 16-year-old kid. She's a single mother. A 16-year-old kid taken away from his family and he's not allowed to call his mother? Imagine that. Imagine that if that was you or your child. And we can't get the Department of Justice, we can't get the FBI to investigate this. This is nationwide. It's not just one place. The other one was in Massachusetts. Now this one's in Chicago. Every state, all 50 of them. So let's put this link up here so you guys can take a look at it. There it is. You can take a look at this. And listen to this video. It'll break your frickin' heart. 16-year-old Isaiah Ryder was last treated at Glory Children's Hospital. Isaiah Ryder, that's after surgery at the Chicago hospital, suffered from painful convulsions that he once experienced have returned again. Meanwhile, the hospital accused Michelle Ryder, that's the mother, of interfering with the boy's medical care. Well, first of all, that's the mother, but she didn't. But nevertheless, why do parents have no say in their children anymore? Oh, that's right, Agenda 21. The family unit is not sustainable. They want to take the children away from the parents. Why? Well, it's easier to indoctrinate a child if they're not with their parent. This is some sick, twisted stuff, man. What's going on here right now, this is going to go down in the history books. This is some sick, twisted stuff. Un-frickin-believable. You do not kidnap children. You do not perform medical tests on people. And now they're doing children. It's a little cowardly, don't you think? Don't you think it's a little cowardly? I do. I find it extremely cowardly. According to records obtained by the Chicago Tribune, Michelle Ryder moved her son to multiple hospitals and demanded a powerful sedative to relieve his pain, which she says she didn't. She claims that the powerful sedatives did no good. Well, I've had powerful sedatives too, and you know what? They don't really do very much. They get you stoned, but you still feel the pain. They don't really work to get rid of your pain. But none of that crap does. The Chicago Tribune also reports hospital staff allege Michelle Ryder exhibited hallmark characteristics of a Munchausen syndrome by proxy. Munchausen, I guess is how you pronounce it. I don't know. But this so-called syndrome, which is just stop with the syndromes and the disorders already. Can you stop, please? Syndrome. Shut up. But this is supposed to be a condition in which a parent or guardian fabricates or exaggerates an illness. Kind of like the people that kidnap children and claim that they have somatoform and they have this and they have that and then perform medical tests on them. Is that what you're talking about? Is that Munchausen syndrome? Is that what the hell you're talking about? These are some creepy people, man. We got to stand up and fight this. We get the mainstream media on this? Hell no. Where are they? Well, We don't know. I haven't seen the mainstream media in God knows how long. Where have they been? Where's the mainstream media? Hey, honey, you seen the mainstream media? Honey, hey, the mainstream media, you seen it? Ah, she ain't seen it. Go back to the Kim Kardashian show. Here's another bag of Cheetos. Shut up. The Chicago Tribune reports that a judge found medical testimony credible. Of course, a judge's got to do it. Do we have a responsible judge left in this country? Honey, you seen any judges? Ah, she hasn't seen any judges. A judge found medical testimony credible and ruled Wednesday that Ryder would remain in foster care while court officials worked to transfer the child protection case to Missouri. Where do these people get the effrontery to do this crap? And now we're trying to get Justina's Law, which they're going to defund people for doing this. Well, no, there's no defunding. Here's what you do. You completely get rid of this DCH, and you start over. And everyone that's in the DCH right now needs to go straight to jail. Will that happen? Hell no. But that Judge Johnson with Michelle, Justina Pelletier, that Judge Johnson, that Bongiorno, and that punk-ass little bitch 7 months out of medical school, all the cops. If you're a cop, this is what I'd like to know. We got another cop story today, and I seen the video of the cops killing this guy. They choked him to death for selling a frickin' pack of cigarettes. New York City. Sells a pack of cigarettes and gets choked to death. So unfortunately, but these cops are probably going to get a promotion, get a raise. Gee, what a swell job you did last night. You killed that guy with your bare hands. Boy, you're big and tough. Oh, you're my hero. No, you're a creep. All them cops. But the judge, the psychiatrist, the social workers, the cops, the governor, that Governor Patrick? Governor Patrick, you're a creep. As far as I'm concerned, you're a goddamn criminal. And a text message to KMBC 9 News. Ryder's mother says she is very upset. They dragged this out for 2.5 months. It usually takes 48 hours. We could have already been to trial by now, she says. They don't want to go to trial. They want to keep your kid there until they're done performing the medical tests that they want to perform on them. These are experiments. So they're not done experimenting on your son there, Michelle. That's why they're not. That's why your son's not gone. That's why your son didn't get to come home. Well, you watch that video. It'll break your heart. This kind of stuff has got to stop, man. And it's going to take the American people to stop it. We got to demand a hell of a lot more out of our government. Out of our society, for Christ's sakes. Michelle Ryder denies all of the accusations, it says. I have a tendency to believe the mother on this before I believe the DCF. The DCF has a very, very bad reputation. I don't believe anything the DCF says. There is no integrity in that DCF. None. 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 Officials with Lori Children's Hospital stress that they are not the ones who took Isaiah Ryder away from the mother. Really? Then who did? The hospital referred his case to the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services. Well, by calling a DCF, you know damn good and well the DCF is going to take the kid. So, yeah, may not have been directly you took the kid away. But indirectly, yeah, you did. You opened the door, and you called in the kidnappers. They came in, and they stole the child. you're just as guilty. Everyone at the Lurie Children's Hospital that had anything to do with this, and the DCF, every single one of these people need to go to jail, period. And stay there for quite a long time. I vote for life in prison without any frickin' possibility of parole. Either that or just get the death penalty, because we do not perform medical experiments on human beings. We do not do that, and especially children, for crying out loud. That's the death penalty as far as I'm concerned. I never used to be a real big fan of the death penalty, but I'm becoming more and more a fan of the death penalty anymore. And with crap like this, come on. You're going to perform medical experiments on children and not expect to be held accountable? What, are you kidding me? Michelle Ryder spent 16 years as a hospice nurse. She says, I did not want, nor did I at any time request that Isaiah have heavy medications. It was quite the opposite, as a matter of fact, as the heavy narcotics did not appear to be helping at all. So she argued, this is the problem, she argued with the doctor. But just because you're a doctor means what? You can't be argued? You're beyond reproach because you're a doctor? I'd like to have these creeps on this program. Actually, no, I wouldn't. In a statement emailed to KMBC 9 News, Lurie Children's Hospital says, we've heard this excuse from the DOJ, we've heard this is a political excuse. Here's what this is. Listen to this. It's just garbage. I shouldn't even read it. It's garbage. Due to patient privacy issues, we cannot comment. Oh, that's right. We can't comment. It's an ongoing investigation. We can't comment. Yes, you can. And the only reason why you're not commenting is because you don't want to expose yourself for committing a crime. Kidnapping children and performing medical tests, medical experiments on them is a crime. At least there should be. And if it ain't, it goddamn better be, and right real quick. I'm pretty sure you can find something in some law book somewhere that says that you cannot kidnap children and perform medical experiments on them. I'm pretty sure that you can find some law somewhere where that will fit in. And I'm pretty sure it also comes with a pretty heavy prison sentence. At least I would hope. Due to patient privacy issues, we cannot comment on any individual case. Lurie Children's Hospital has a long, talking about how great and wonderful they are. Well, if you're so great and frickin' wonderful, why am I talking about you now? Lurie Children's Hospital has a long history of providing family-centered care to all patients. Really? Kidnap kids and take them away from their parents. And you tell the child that if he calls his mother again, you're going to take away his phone and you're going to punish him. I mean, is that what you mean by providing a long and outstanding history of providing family-centered care to all patients? Is that what you mean by that? As part of our 132-year mission, we are committed to ensuring the health and welfare of every child we serve. Really? Well, where's the evidence of that? I don't see any evidence of that. Somebody wants to show me the evidence, I'm more than happy to take a look at it. Well, the Facebook page, like I was talking before, and look in the chat room and you'll pick up that link. And if you're downloading right now, You're listening on archive, it's in the comment section. You can see it, and I want you to watch this video. Paige has been created in support of Isaiah Ryder. As a matter of fact, I think she did talk about this. This guy's been in here for a while. And I think we did mention it. If it wasn't Nancy that mentioned it, it could have been Raquel Oikei who mentioned it. But I think we did talk about this very briefly. We were very deep in with Justina Pelletier, but I do believe there was some sort of a conversation. But there's many more of them like this. There are literally tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, and God forbid, I hate to think about it, but it could quite possibly be over a million. Imagine that, a million kids taken by, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it just seems like it is. But there's at least tens of thousands of kids all across the United States being taken from their parents. Well, this woman's going to come on this program here. She's brave. She's pissed. And she's fighting with everything she's got. And she gets as much time as she needs. And if it takes all week, if it takes all month, if it takes all year, she gets all the time she needs. That's fine with me. This is what he says on the video. This is just I didn't have an opportunity to, because it wasn't on YouTube, so I couldn't play it for you. That's why I gave you the link so you can watch it yourself. But here's a little taste of what he said. What Laurie Children's Hospital, this is Isaiah Ryder talking. What Laurie Children's Hospital has done to me is ruined my life. And this is something I will never forget. Says his mother has done nothing wrong. He said that several times. My mother has done nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. All he wants to do is go back to his life. He wants to go back to his job, and he wants to go back to his girlfriend. He's already missing a leg now that had to get amputated because of this. Tumors growing on his nerves. I'm already in pain just thinking about that. I mean, my God. Well, here's another link now. Let me put this one in the chat room. I don't really know what this has to do with this, but I think it has something to do with it, and I'm still trying to find out. We're going to have a conversation this weekend. I've also got another meeting this weekend with Mary Cal, so we can talk about Common Core and the New World Order and all this other crap going on. So I'm going to have one hell of a busy weekend and another busy week, and that's fine with me. I'm not afraid to fight. I got enough energy, too. I'll fight 24/7. I don't give a damn. I'm going to fight. I'm a fighter. And I'm going to keep fighting until this war is over. So let me put this one in here now. All right, there you are. This is a link to the UN convention. Again, with that UN, the UN has to get the hell out of the United States. I am flat, just sick and tired of that UN. I can't stand that United Nations. And why the hell is in the United States? I don't know. We should be in Europe. Europe is for this crap. We're America. We don't let the UN tell us how to live our life. I will not comply with the UN. Plain and simple. Will not do it. A UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, called CRPD. Well, there's going to be a big vote for it July 22nd in Congress. Call your senators, both of them, and tell them not to support this. This link here, we don't got time to go into it, but go ahead and read it. Go ahead and read this. Of what this is all about. So you got some homework to do here, and that's fine. You can do it. Look, you can't fight if you're not knowledgeable of what the hell's happening. It's impossible to fight a war when you don't know what the war is over. So get yourself informed. We'll come together on this. We got to come together, and we got to fight these people. I mean, they talk about, George Bush talked about the axis of evil. The axis of evil is ourselves. That's where the axis of evil is. And we're the only ones that can fix it. And we can fix it. I'd like to think that we will, but I haven't seen any evidence lately that would even suggest that we are. We're even giving it a try. We're not even giving it a shot. You can't do anything if you don't try. So It's okay to fight. It's okay to fight for your rights. It's okay to fight for your neighbor's rights. It's okay to stand up to the government. It's okay to stand up to the cops. It's okay to stand up to the judges and your governor and your president. Your teachers, for crying out loud. Wait till we get into the New World Order with the teachers. Oh, my God. The information that I am gathering, I thought I had enough information, but no, I don't. There is endless information on this New World Order, and every drop of it scares the living bejesus out of you, and it should. It should. It should. And if it don't, well, that just shows your ignorance. Don't speak to me because I don't want to have any conversation with somebody who's that stupid, that blind, that naive, that gullible, that they cannot see. Don't speak to me because I don't want my time wasted. People that listen to this program, you're not one of those people. So I'm not talking to you. All right, let's get into the scuttlebutt of the day here. This article is going to take me forever because I'm pissed. New Obama rule could now force cities to house illegals, whether they want them or not. And this law has been over a year old. He quietly got this passed. We didn't know anything about this. Of course you didn't. We don't got a media that will report it. We certainly don't have an administration that would come out and say it, even though they are the most transparent administration in American political history. They don't tell you anything until it's too late. The law's already implemented. Here it is. Now you got to follow it, and if you don't, you must be punished. Only kings can get away with not following the law. Don't you know this? Come on. Well, this is from WMD. The reporter is Leo Homan. This is a good article. It's a scary article. It's a disgusting article. It's an article that will piss you off, and it should. There's still a lot of protests now with this immigration. I think they're going to go on tomorrow, too. They're all over the place. I don't know how many of them are in Texas. There's like over 40 or 50 of them in Texas alone. And that's what it takes. Good for them. Good for them. That's what it takes. Americans standing up and saying no. It's a pretty easy word. You can say no. And when Democrats give, they say the Republicans are the party of no, yeah. They're saying no to you. There's reasons for saying no. Just because you say yes, what does that mean? That's called being naive. That's being gullible. That's dangerous. Well, the Obama administration in July of 2013, a year ago, we didn't hear anything about this, quietly introduced a new regulation that critics say will dramatically increase Washington's power over, look at this, local zoning laws in every city and town that accepts, this is it. This is what happens. This is how they got you with Common Core. Accepts federal block grants to the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD. Which the HUD needs to go, bye-bye. Bye-bye. You're gone. EPA, bye-bye. Zoning laws. They can come into your town and rezone it. Wait till you find out why they're rezoning it. Votes. They've got to win every single election, and they're doing it. And they're going to do it. It's going to take the United States Americans, us, not the government, but the United States citizens, not the government. It's going to take us to fix this problem. Well, see, this is how they got you with Common Core. They dangle all this cash in front of you and say, here it is, you can have this cash, but you got to accept what we haven't written yet. And that's what they did with Common Core. They said, well, we got these new standards for education, but you can't look at it yet because we haven't written it yet. But if you want the money, you got to sign on to this. So these states,
They weren't actually looking. There was five states that didn't go with it. I think it was Alaska. I know it was Texas. And there was like three others. Well, several of them pulled out, and they're trying to do everything they can to pull out, but see, they already accepted the money. They blindly accepted the money and blindly accepted these new Common Core standards for education before they were even written. They dangle all this cash out in front of you. Yeah, you can have this cash, but, that's right, this is what happens when people get greedy. This is what happens, liberal. This is what I've been talking about, you people. You only see the superficial side of every issue. All you do is you see that cash. Look at all that cash. Okay, well, that's got to be a good thing if Obama's going to pull out some cash from his stash and give it to us. It's got to be good. It's got to be good. Well, it isn't. That's how they get you. And it's the federal grants that could be used as the hook. Well, that's exactly what it is. It's not can. It is. They're calling it the Common Core of zoning laws, of local zoning. Well, that's exactly what it is. The proposed rule, which is set to take effect October 1st, would put teeth on the Fair Housing Act. Fair Housing Act. I mean, do you understand what this crap is that they pass these acts? This is from 1968. A Fair Housing Act. I mean, what is this crap? By providing a set of standards, guidelines, and goals, then use the data to measure and assess how well a local community is meeting its fair housing obligations. Some say the new rule will lead to racial quotas. It's not will lead, it already is. And if you don't have enough black people in your town, enough Asians and enough Mexicans and enough this and enough that, enough gays and lesbians and transcontinental genders, and you got this, and you don't have that. You don't have enough Liechtensteinians in your neighborhood. Well, guess what? The government comes by, and guess who gets it? You all get punished. I mean, this is some sick, twisted stuff what this government is doing. I mean, overreach is one thing, but this is beyond overreach. I don't know what word in the English language describes what this particular government is doing other than tyranny. I can't think of any other word other than tyranny. Obama, you are a tyrant. You're also a deserter. You're a criminal. You've committed crimes. Anybody who commits a crime is a criminal. Anybody who's going to facilitate heavy weapons getting into the hands of Al-Qaeda, that's a criminal. You could also call Obama a terrorist. I mean, if you're allowing Al-Qaeda to get heavy weapons, and we all know that Al-Qaeda is a terrorist organization, how could you then not be considered a terrorist? I don't know. If you're allowing and facilitating heavy weapons into the hands of a terrorist organization, that makes you a terrorist. That's not an opinion. That's called a fact. Posed affirmatively furthering a fair housing rule. Oh, my God. So now the HUD. The EPA, they make their own laws, their own rules. The HUD does. The president does. How come the citizens don't get to make up their own laws and rules? Huh? That's right, we did. We already made up our laws and rules. Well, they've been on the books since when? 1787? Sounds like a good number. Anybody know what I'm referring to? That's right, the United States Constitution.
HUD's proposed affirmatively furthering fair housing rule. I mean, what a stupid name for a rule. It showed up in the Federal Reserve, or Federal Register, on July 19th, 2013. The rule has the backing of special interest groups. Of course they do. Special interest groups love this stuff. That promote open borders. Of course they do. La Raza, who has very close ties with President Obama, which they filed a public complaint in favor, or a public comment in favor of the rule. Of course they are. They're trying to bring America down, too. The United Nations are trying to bring America down. Middle East is trying to bring America down. Putin's trying to bring America down. China's trying to bring America down. Our own goddamn president's trying to bring America down. And half the country of America is trying to bring America down. Those are called Democrats. La Raza, which is a militant organization, by the way, which this president has in his government. He's got these people in there. They work for him. He likes these people. They're tyrants. Tyrants love tyrants. Tyrants and tyrants get along real good until one wants to control the other one. Then we got some problems. Well, anytime you've got two tyrants, one of them's going to try to, they're both going to try to control each other. It's just in their nature. La Raza said most illegal immigrants don't know their rights and fear deportation. First of all, they don't have rights. Are they American citizens? No, they're not. They have the right to be treated humanely. Yeah, that's right. They do. They don't get a lawyer. We're not paying these people to get a lawyer. They're not a citizen. They don't deserve a lawyer. They deserve a bus ticket back home. So what do you mean, La Raza, they don't know their rights? They don't have any rights, and they fear deportation. Yeah, they should. So these people are fearing deportations, and why come over here? I know. Hey, look, if your country really sucks so bad, well, why don't you people get together and do something about it? See, that's what we did 200 and some odd years ago. That's what we did. We realized our country sucked, so we said we're going to fix it. We were under tyrannical rule as well. So we fixed it. And if you people don't want to fix it, that's your problem. You don't come over here and pollute our country because you're too goddamn lazy to fix your own. I do not give you people any sympathy. I can't. I give you sympathy as a human being and the what you're being actually put through, the trek that you're going through, the diseases and the this and the that and the blah, 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 blah. But I can't give you any respect for disrespecting me, disrespecting my country, disrespecting my laws. I can't give you any respect for that. I can't feel sorry for you. Your country sucks? Well, then do something about it. You can fix it. You can get people together. You can overrun your government. You're going to have to do it. You people in Central America, you're going to have to figure it out on your own. We did. We didn't have any trouble doing it. We got together, said, this sucks. We're going to fix it. And we did. Well, you can do it, too. We didn't migrate all over the planet and force these other countries to automatically make us citizens, give us free medical, give us food stamps and clothes and housing. We didn't do that. We stayed right here. And we protected our homeland. And we won. Then we fought them again. We won again. Well, it looks like we're going to have to fight our own government this time. That's fine. I don't care who we fight. As long as we win and at the end we keep our freedom, I don't give a damn. Central America, you don't like your country? Well, then fix it. The United States is not going to fix it for you. We can't fix it for you. Only you can fix it. You might also realize that you're not being brought over here to be a citizen. You're brought over here to be a vote. You're being used. used and abused, I might add. How come they don't do any medical experiments on these kids? Huh? Oh, that's right. They're non-citizens. They can't do medical experiments on them. We can only do medical experiments on our own. Where's the lawyers for these kids? Oh, they don't get a lawyer. The 16-year-old boy, Isaiah Ryder, he doesn't get a lawyer. But an illegal immigrant, they've got to have a lawyer paid for by the American taxpayer? Isaiah Ryder didn't break the law. But these kids did. They get a lawyer. Their parents broke the law. They get a lawyer. So where's Isaiah Ryder's lawyer? Huh? Honey, you seen Isaiah Ryder's lawyer anywhere? Huh? Ah! She hadn't seen him. Nobody's seen him. They don't exist. He's not an illegal alien. He doesn't have any rights. He's a citizen of the United States. He doesn't have any rights. Representative Paul Gozer, he's a Republican from Arizona, defined a proposed rule in stark terms, saying it would lead to racial quotas and amounts to an assault on the suburbs. It's in more than assault on the suburbs. It's an assault on the American way of life. And again, Americans don't care that you come over here. That's not the problem. It's how you come over here that is the problem. Americans can't go to these other countries and do that. Maybe that's what we ought to do. Maybe we ought to get everybody in the United States, get as many people as we can, millions of us, millions. I mean millions. We've got 25 million people? Just think if we got 100 million people that crossed the Rio Grande into Mexico and demanded citizenship. Imagine what they would do. Huh? I wonder what they would do. Well, he authored an amendment passed in the House of Representatives last month that would prohibit the HUD from implementing this rule. Well, it's we're not quite there yet. It passed, but we're not quite there yet. And even if Congress does pass it, who's to say that the president just can't pull out his little magic pen and make it so? Why don't you put that in your little lawsuit, Mr. Boehner? What a joke, that lawsuit. Get the hell out of here. You want to be responsible, Mr. Boehner? You want to do the right thing, the correct thing, the responsible thing, the intelligent thing? The only thing to do is impeach. I don't like using that word. I don't like using the word kill, and I don't like using the word impeach. I am sick and tired of having to use those words on this program. God damn it. I am fed up having to use those words. But sometimes you just have to do things that you don't want to do. Sometimes you just have to do it. I would love to have another way that we could get rid of ISIS and all of these jihadis. But they're not going to sit down at the table and have a civil conversation, drop their arms, and all go back to their milk and honey farms. They're not going to do that. There's only one way to get rid of a jihadi, and that is to kill them. Because they are going to kill until they are killed. They're not going to stop killing. And I hate that word, kill. But what else are we supposed to do, huh? What else is the world supposed to do? What is Israel supposed to do, huh? They've had well over, 1,200 rockets that have, whatever the number is, into their country? Okay, nobody's died, but what does that mean? They're still being attacked. And Israel can't defend themselves. That's right. Well, they're this, they're that, they're Zionists, blah, 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 blah.
The amendment was successfully attached to the Transportation HUD and related agencies Appropriations Act for the 2015 fiscal year. Why would this be on transportation? I mean, you know, this is another thing that Congress pisses me off. They can't pass a law without having all these other things attached to it. And why do you need to keep passing all these acts? This act, that act, this act, and that act. But none of them work. When was the last act that actually worked? Huh? Well, it was the Constitution. It worked until 2008, 2009. It's racist, it's homophobic, it's misogynist, it's creepy, it's discriminating, it's horrible. It's a horrible document, that Constitution. I mean, I don't even know why I even allow it in my house. It's an ugly document. Burn it. I'll never burn my Constitution. I'll never burn my flag either. I don't see how that's freedom of speech, but whatever. You have the right to do it, but you need to think about it before you do it. I don't know why anybody would want to burn the American flag that's an American citizen. Okay, we've done some bad things, okay, but look at all the good things we've done. Look at all the people that we help all over the world. Who's the first country any country calls when they're in trouble? That's right. The United States. And we help them because we're that kind of people. So what's going to happen here now when China, Russia, jihadis, and everybody else, the UN, take over the United States? Who's going to help these other countries when they get in trouble? Who's going to help them? The United States can't. They're tore down. They're broke down, man. They're done. They're toast. They're now trying to learn Chinese and Russian. They don't have any money to help anybody. They don't have anything. So who's going to help them? Nobody. Well, the problem with this is there's a Democratic-controlled Senate, so that's going to be an uphill battle. Gozer told the WND Thursday that he was encouraged that Lee, who came up with this, had taken up the challenge. The proposed HUD affirmatively furthering fair housing rule. I mean, that's just the name. It's nothing more than a federal government mandate forced on the American people by the ideological administration looking to design a misguided utopian vision of local communities across the country, Mr. Gozer said. Mr. Paul Gozer, the Republican from Arizona. I'm starting to like this guy. But we had talked about free money with a catch. Well, here it is. City and town councils are already starting to see HUD contracts related to block grants showing up in their agenda packets, most likely as part of the 5-year consolidated plan for fair housing. What is fair housing? Which the feds require every city to adopt in order to keep the block grant. So if you want any federal money, well, then you're on the hook. I don't know why these states would take any federal money anyway anymore. Well, I can see the Democrats doing it because they don't know any better. But Republican governors, what all the Republican governors need to do is to get together and say, no, our state's not taking any more federal money. We don't want any more federal money. We don't want any more federal government. Look, we've got a 10th Amendment. That amendment is extremely important. The 10th Amendment is designed, again, just one more
one more piece, one more thing to keep tyranny out of our government. Which is exactly what this government is trying to tear down. They don't want states' rights. They don't want state sovereignty. They don't want that. Because, see, the federal government won't be able to control these states if the states have their own sovereignty. They can't have that. No, I don't have any control over you. We're going to have to fix that. We'll just give them a, let me take my pen out here, and we'll just cross out this 10th Amendment. Here, just get rid of that one there. Right there. Now we don't have a 10th Amendment anymore. What the hell do we need it for? Well, we need it. We need it more than ever. And can you, governors, can you understand why that 10th Amendment's in there? Can you exercise that 10th Amendment? Can you stand up to the federal government and fight them, please? Don't give me this crap that you can't. Your hands are tied. I don't want to listen to that. My hands are tied bullshit. I'm sick of that. Well, if your hands are so tied, then why don't you resign? If you're not going to stand up and fight, then you have no business being in office. You're not going to take your office seriously? You don't understand what the American people are going through? You've got no business being in office. You're a creep. Well, many of the local councils will just simply rubber stamp. Oh, here we are. Okay, we don't need to look at it. Here you are. You're flashing money in my face? All right, I'll take your money here. Oh, okay, we'll just sign on to this. Doesn't matter what we're signing on to. As long as we get the money, gimme, gimme, gimme. Gimme that money. It's free money. Everybody loves free money, right? I love free money. You love free money. We all love free money. Everything free comes with a hitch. Everything. Anything free is always the most expensive. Have you ever noticed that? The most expensive things that you buy are always free. Why? I don't know. But it is. Well, this Robert Romano, a senior editor at Americans for Limited Government, he said that starting in October, the rule will allow HUD, Housing and Urban Development, to come in and rezone the entire area. And that doesn't include enough affordable housing for a family that falls into any of HUD's protected statuses based on race, religion, or national origin. So if you don't have enough Muslims, now we're going to have some problems here. We got to rezone. You got to put enough Muslims over here. You got to get enough this over here. You got to get enough that over here. Again, enough with the groups. Enough with putting all these segregation groups. We don't need any more groups. We're Americans. That's the only group we are. We come in every race, every religion, every origin, every everything. We're Americans. We don't have groups. We don't fit ourselves into groups. And what difference does it make? Well, you got too many white people living in that neighborhood. It's got to be racist. Oh, really? Huh. Look at all the black neighborhoods there are. How come you don't go into those black neighborhoods and start forcing white people to live there? Oh, that's right. They'd get raped and robbed and murdered and stabbed and killed. White people cannot. I'm sorry, but this isn't discrimination. This is descriptive, not discriminatory. White people can't go into an all black neighborhood. It's very unsafe. And black people will tell you that too. That's not discriminatory. That's descriptive. White people cannot go into an all-black neighborhood and feel safe. They just can't. Now, some of them might be able to walk out, but most of them will not. So why don't you do that, HUD? Why don't you force these all-black neighborhoods to accept white people? And Asians, gays, Muslims, Liechtensteinians. Oh, they can't do that. Well, that would be racist. Well, why? Well, it just would be. Romano also said he sees the rule as clearly unconstitutional. Well, of course it's unconstitutional. When was the last time this government followed the Constitution? That's what I'd like to know. When was the last time this government followed our Constitution? Be a great trivia question, wouldn't it? Because the United States Constitution grants no power to the federal government over local city planning or zoning matters. That's right. That's why it's unconstitutional. Not to mention it's tyrannical. But when I read this article this morning, I went and I grabbed the Constitution. I got it in my hands right now. You can hear the pages roughly. I couldn't find it in there either. I didn't see anywhere where the federal government had the right where they can come in and start zoning the cities anytime that they want to. Rezoning this, rezoning that. I couldn't find it anywhere. I mean, I'm looking at it again. I don't know where it is. If it's in the Constitution, I don't know where it is. It might be in the King's Constitution, but certainly not mine. La Raza, he continues, La Raza is in favor of it, so it looks like a plan to move illegals into people's communities against their will. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're already doing it. They're just dumping people off wherever they can, diseases and all. And now Colorado's getting plague. I don't know how there's we've got illegal aliens that are coming in with plague. So where are they getting this plague from? Well, obviously I would say Central America, since we've got Central Americans coming in here with the plague, and we've had Central Americans coming into this country not just the last couple of months, and they do come into Colorado. There's a lot of those sanctuary cities in Colorado. Well, there are. Now, I know. I feel sorry for these people who get the plague. But you can't come in here if you got the plague. You got to stay in your own country and get fixed. It also allows the feds to gerrymander for political purposes. Well, gerrymandering is for political purposes. And again, you know, you've heard me talk about this. I don't like this gerrymandering crap. And I do know the Constitution is how we pick our representatives. So much for this district, so many people for that area, blah, 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 blah. We all know, we all get it. However, I think we need to advise. Where the hell did that come from? We've got to change this somehow, some way. I mean, yeah, we do need a few more amendments in this Constitution to fix the things that aren't working. Gerrymandering, we can fix the gerrymandering a little bit. If we just simply went by counties, not by districts, but by counties. And if you have X amount of people in this particular county, okay, well then you get two or three or four or one or however many representatives fit into that county. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that at all. That's much better than these little districts. They do this crap all the time because they know that they've got black people that live on this particular street. So they'll zone it out so this particular street is in this particular district so this particular politician will win the election. Ridiculous. I hate that gerrymandering. So if you went just simply by the counties, however many people are in the county, well, that's how many representatives that you get. And we don't need to rezone it. We don't need to keep doing this crap. But see, Democrats won't win. So that's why we can't do that. See, as long as the Democrats, as long as they benefit, as long as the Democrats benefit, that's all that matters. That's the most important thing that Democrats, they've got to win the election. They've got to benefit. Democrats have to benefit. That's called freedom. When a Democrat benefits, that's called progress. That's called freedom. Last summer, a Judicial Watch investigation uncovered government documents that show the Raza's federal funding more than double the year its one-time senior vice president, Cecilia Munoz, well, she's a creep, by the way. She is not good people at all. Well, she joined the Obama administration, first as a White House Director of Intergovernmental Affairs, whatever that is, and then as Director of the White House Domestic Policy Council, again, whatever that is. It's whatever they want it to be, whatever they want it to be. That's what it is. They come up with these fancy names, Intergovernmental Affairs. No, shut up. Shut up. Well, the Raza's government, cash, all their cash, they boomed from $4.1 million to $11 million when this woman went into the Obama administration. Imagine that. More than double, went from $4 million to $11 million. Why are we giving $11 million to a militant organization like La Raza? Why are we doing this again? La Raza is a militant organization. They're a terrorist organization. These are not good people. And we've got them in our government. They're making policy. A terrorist organization is in the United States government making policy affecting you and getting $11 million a year for it. I wonder what they're doing with that money. Well, they got to get bonuses out. You know, stuff like that. That type of incestuous activity is what Tom Fitton wrote about in his New York Times best-selling book, The Corruption Chronicles. I'm going to have to read that book. Fitton, who is the president of Washington, D.C.-based Judicial Watch, said the new HUD regulation is yet just another way for the Obama administration to divide communities along racial lines for its own political benefit. Yeah. Everything this president does is for his own political benefit. And speaking of his own political benefit, I mean, oh, God. We're running out of time here, and I was going to get to it, but again, the plane goes down. 300 people shot out of the sky. He spends 38 seconds talking about it, not very heartfelt. It pained him to say anything. And then he went right back into jokes. Oh, I'm so glad that, you know, you gave me the state that gave me Joe Biden. Joe Biden. Joe Biden. That's not something to be thankful for. I mean, I'm just saying. That's just my opinion. But Joe Biden's nothing special. I don't know what's special about him. He's another creep. They're all creeps. But he does a fundraiser. And then he goes to New York and does a fundraiser. Then he goes to Washington. Then he goes here. Then he goes there. Fundraise, fundraise, fundraise. And he's always got to eat. You ever notice that every time this guy turns around, he's always shoving something down his fat gullet. That's all he does is eat. Every time you turn around, this son of a bitch is stuffing his face. Well, he went to this barbecue joint, burger joint. Because he's got to get something to eat. Of course, he's there for a photo op. But he hates photo ops. So what was he there doing? Well, he's taking pictures with everybody, shaking their hand, giving them fist bumps. You should be in the Oval Office doing your damn job, you jerk. Now, we haven't confirmed that 23 Americans were killed. But at least one now has been confirmed. And I don't care. I personally, I don't care if there were no Americans on there. Russia shot this plane out of the sky. Okay, I'm sorry, but this is an international incident. There were a lot of countries on that plane. And even if it was only from one country, this is an international incident. This is an act of war. And our president's fundraising, and he's at burger joints. He's got to eat. Well, people went straight to Twitter. Everybody's got to get on their little Twitter. I hate them stupid tweets, but nothing I can do about it. Twitter is a part of American society now, and I just have to accept it and quit bitching about it. But people were not happy. And do you blame them? I don't blame them. I'm not happy. Brian Cates. As I recall that even after being informed we had dead Americans in Benghazi, Obama went ahead with a Vegas fundraiser anyway. That's right. And he also went upstairs to eat first. Again, with the eating. Every time there's a crisis, every time there's a problem, anytime there's any kind of anything, is this president going to the Oval Office and work? No, he's got to find something to eat. He's got to go to a burger joint. How come the president can eat burgers all that he wants, but his wife is telling us that we're not allowed to eat burgers? He gets to eat a burger. That's right. He's a king. They can eat burgers. We can't. We're not allowed to have burgers and fries. You're not a king. You didn't win an election. Or should I say you didn't steal an election? 24 Americans dead. Obama goes to fundraiser in New York City. What should I be thinking? That is from the unhappiest camper. This is from Cheryl. Is POTUS unaware that Putin is now blowing passenger jets out of the sky? Well, yes, he is unaware. You see, he's focused. The Democrats are behind in the polls. They're behind. They're cash-strapped. They need money. So here they are. They're getting the HUD. They're getting anybody and everybody. They're bringing as many illegal aliens into this country as possible so we can just sign amnesty and turn them all into Democratic voters overnight so they can win elections after elections after elections after elections. And we can't seem to get the American people to realize this. Well, we've got about half the country, but the other half, they can't figure it out. And plus, it's okay because Democrats are going to benefit. Well, that's the goal. That's the point. As long as Democrats benefit, I mean, then everything is fine. I mean, don't you people know this? Come on. Oh, for F's sake. He didn't write F's. I just said that. He wrote the whole thing out there. For F's sake, are you kidding me with this crap? First, the plane gets shot down, and second, fries? Uber healthy. Oh, God. Thing interesting going on in the world, says Sonny Bunch. That's true. There's nothing going on in the world. So planes are falling out of the sky. Al-Qaeda's got weapons. ISIS is taking over the Middle East. Hamas is shooting rockets into Israel. Boko Haram is kidnapping children, men or boys, girls. No, there's nothing going on. Let's go to a burger joint and get something to eat. Well, it appears. Where was the one here? I seen it here earlier. Evidently, Biden What does it say? What does it say this? Biden had recommended this place. And he says that the burgers are really good. Here it is. 23 American, this is by Katz Politics. 23, these are tweets. 23 Americans killed by terrorists, but damn good burgers. Obama said, Biden told me the burgers are pretty good. Well, I'm sure they are. They're probably great burgers. I love burgers. Who doesn't love a burger? I love hamburgers. Cheeseburgers, hamburgers, bacon burgers, you name it. As long as it's got burger and it comes with a whole bunch of fries, I'm in. This is from Jonathan Carl. He's with ABC. You know who he is. President's schedule unchanged. He's now at the charcoal pit near Wilmington where he ordered the pit special, which is burgers and fries. The pit special. Can you go back to Washington, Mr. President? Ask somebody for directions to the Oval Office and then stay there for at least an hour. Make sure you got your suit and tie on. No mom jeans in the Oval Office, please. Huh? And stop putting your feet on the desk. All right, let's get back into this. It's a classic Obama Chicago-style, acorn-style, community organizing style applied at large across the country. That is Mr. Fitton, the president of the Washington-based D.C., a Washington, D.C.-based Judicial Watch. And he continues. The way it's designed, it's a dream regulation for the racial grievance industry. Basically, it empowers divisive groups like La Raza. La Raza is not a divisive group. La Raza is a terrorist group. It incorporates every liberal fantasy about the American about the way American communities ought to organize themselves. Liberal fantasy. That's all they have. That's all liberals have are fantasies. Well, there's nothing wrong with fantasizing. There's nothing wrong with, dreaming. Human beings would have never evolved into the species we are today if we did not dream. And we can't keep evolving if we don't dream. There's nothing wrong with dreaming. You have to dream. However, you have to understand that there's dreamland and there's reality land. Dreamland, reality land. You can stay in dreamland for a while, but eventually you're going to have to get out of it and accept the fact that you are living in reality land. It's okay to live in reality land. It's a free country, too, and it doesn't discriminate at all. Believe it or not. Under these regulations, you'd have the feds opining and complaining about where supermarkets are located. Like they need to tell you where the hell to put a supermarket and what the supermarket can actually sell. And speaking of which, Michelle Obama now, she's trying to get these, I guess I didn't get a chance to read the whole story here. So if I get it wrong, I get it wrong. But evidently now, if you buy like cookies and stuff, I guess the machine, when you scan it, I guess it says something on there like you shouldn't have it, like, you know, whatever. And it rewards you and commends you if you buy like, you know, a whole wheat bread and whatever. I mean, this is ridiculous. Who cares if people are fat? I don't care. Let people live their lives their way. It's not up to you, government. It's not up to the government to tell you how to live your life. And if you're going to allow the government to tell you how to run your life, well, then you deserve it. You deserve anything that comes your way, and nothing good is going to come your way. But the problem is the people that don't support that. The people that are fighting this, that don't want the government telling them every step of the way and how to live their life, they're now having to suffer because far too many people in far too many positions of power are allowing this to go on. I'm sorry, liberals, but if you think for one second that this is not going to turn into a revolution, you need to think that one all the way through. And cops, you too. Cops, you need to start backing off. You, first of all, every cop in every state of this union, here's what you need to do. I'm going to give you some homework assignment, cops. You need to read the Declaration of Independence. You need to read some American history and find out just why, just exactly how we became a country, why we became that country, why we fought that war with the British. And then I want you to read the Constitution, and I want you to pay very close attention to the Bill of Rights. Once you learn the Declaration of Independence on why we fought that war and what our Bill of Rights mean, what our entire Constitution stands for, then you can put that badge on. But you don't deserve to put that badge on your chest when you have no concept of freedom. You have no concept of our laws, our way of life. You have no concept of what it means to be a human, for Christ's sake, you cops. What is the matter with you? And what really pisses me off is there are good cops out there. Believe it or not, there's even good teachers out there, too. And even believe it or not, there's even good politicians out there. There's far too many bad ones. That's the problem. So I'm not talking about the good ones. I'm talking about the bad ones. And yeah, bad apples do make the entire tree look bad. Just the way it is. That's the reality. Cops, you need to understand that human beings are human beings. When you look at a man selling a pack of cigarettes, there's no excuse to wrestle him down to the ground. He was not fighting you. He was not a threat to you. There was no excuse. And then the son of a bitch gets on top of him and squeezes his head into the concrete. I'd love to do that to that frickin' prick. Let me do that to you, cop. Let me squeeze your head into the concrete. Maybe hit you with my stick, maybe tase you. Maybe even shoot you, because you cops love to shoot people. How about if I choke you to death? Do you not understand? Okay, I don't care if they're a criminal or not. They're still a human being. He sold a pack of cigarettes. Selling a pack of cigarettes. There's no excuse to kill the man for selling a pack of cigarettes. Especially if the government would stay out of the cigarette business and stop overtaxing it, then people wouldn't go out and try to black market sell cigarettes. People can't afford $11 a pack for a goddamn pack of cigarettes. Well, we did have a little thing. Remember when we couldn't drink in this country? Prohibition? I believe that's what they called it. Yeah, that's what they called it. Well, it didn't stop people from drinking, did it? And they finally realized that they were not going to stop people from drinking, so they got rid of the stupid amendment. Every time these politicians pass a law, that doesn't stop crime. It just does nothing but create crime. Every time a new piece of legislation, a new law is passed, it doesn't prevent crime. It creates crime. The man sold a pack of cigarettes, and now you got to choke him to death? Let me choke you to death, you frickin' prick. You cops need to understand what the hell your job is. And don't give me this crap that you do, because you don't. Concept of what your job is. We are citizens. We are human beings, for Christ's sakes. We do not need to be choked to death for selling a pack of cigarettes. I don't care if it's against the law to sell a pack of cigarettes on the black market. You can sell guns on the black market. That's no problem. You can sell guns to the Mexican drug cartels. That's no problem. But you sell a pack of cigarettes, you got to be choked to death. Every single one of those cops need to be tried for murder. Every damn one of them. Murder. That's right. Murder. When you kill somebody deliberately, that's murder. You can call it first degree, second degree, third degree. I don't give a damn what degree it is. It's murder. Those cops committed murder. And you think anything's going to happen to them? Hell no. Praised by their other cop buddies. Boy, that was a hell of a job you did last night. You see that? What, you put your arm around his neck like that and you choked him to death? Yeah, and he's asthmatic, too. That's what made it even more easier to kill him, is because he's asthmatic. Does that make you feel big and tough, cop, killing that man? He was a 400-pound man, too, a big man, big man. Boy, I bet you feel big and tough that you took that man down. It took you, what, 5 or 6 of you? Then you got on there, and you took his head, and you smashed it into the concrete? Let me do that to you. See how you like it. Maybe we should do that to your children. See how you like that, huh? Oh, no, you can't do that. Now we're crossing a line. Well, that 400-pound man is somebody's child, you son of a bitch. So how about that? I've had enough. Brown shirt, you're not a Nazi. We are America. You do not treat citizens that way. You could have arrested him if you wanted to arrest him. You did not need to tackle him down to the ground. You got to tase him. You got to tase him. It would have been very easy to put the handcuffs on him. No. That's too easy. Too easy. We got to choke him to death. Cram his head into the sidewalk. Yeah. Right in there into the concrete. Well, I hope you friggin' cops sleep tonight. Well, if New York City had a decent attorney general, these sons of bitches would be tried for murder and convicted. But that'll never happen. They'll get a promotion. They'll get a raise. Might even get a Medal of Honor. Medal of Valor. Bravery. Getting back to this story here. It seems to incorporate the fraudulent disparate impact theory. It's a legal term. I looked it up. Disparate, I think, is how you pronounce it. It basically means that it's completely different. The Tea Party and Democrats are disparate. They're completely different. It's called disparate impact theory, where it suggests that essentially race-neutral regulations will be seen as discriminatory if the impact is disparate along racial or other lines. Well, who's determined that? Well, I guess the government just decides to determine whatever they want to determine. I mean, it seems that way. Everything is arbitrary and baseless. Again, as long as the Democrats benefit, well, then that's okay. That's fine, because that's the goal. I mean, as long as Democrats are, as long as they're doing good, well, then, you know, the rest of the country's doing good. Disparate impact is a legal doctrine employed by the Fair Housing Act. Again, that says any policy can be labeled as discriminatory if it has a disproportionate adverse impact against any minority group, whatever that's supposed to mean. Again, if you don't have enough black people living in here, well, that's discriminatory. But again, all black neighborhoods, they're not going to go into the all black neighborhoods and make sure that they've got white people and Hispanics and Asians and Liechtensteinians and gays. No, they're not going to do that. Just the white neighborhoods, not the black neighborhoods. They're coming into Tea Party neighborhoods. See, they're doing anything they can to bring these people into these districts where they can win every single race. It is gerrymandering, but not with lines on a map, just with people. Illegal alien people. Non-citizens, 10, 12, God knows how many times. The way it would work, this is him continued, the way it would work, any zoning that would have a disparate impact on immigrant communities, despite their being based on sensible reflection of good faith and people just wanting to make sure their communities are protected, would be impacted by these regulations. For example, he says, if a city's zoning laws favor home ownership as opposed to renting or favor single-family homes over multi-family apartments, it would be susceptible to allegations of disparate impact on minorities. And guess what? There would be a lawsuit. The HUD would go ahead and sue this community. Can you imagine that? The HUD, a government agency, suing a community because there isn't enough black people. Well, maybe black people don't want to live in this neighborhood. Maybe they don't like it. Maybe they want to live where they are. People should be able to live wherever they want to live. But see, again, this is all part of Agenda 21, all part of the New World Order. That's all this is about. They're trying to cram as many people as they can into certain areas and have the rest of the country, rest of the world, open for the animals, and you're not allowed to go in there. Well, again, this is where, I'm confused. I thought about this the other day, for at least a good couple hours, and I can't figure out how people are going to live in this so-called sustainable development. We can't burn fossil fuels, so... And we can't dig the oil out of the ground, so that means we can't have anything plastic. Well, look at all the plastic that you have. Just take a look around. Anywhere you look, in your home, you've got plastic everywhere. That computer that you're listening to this program on right now, okay, that's made from plastic. What is plastic made from? Oil. The bottoms of your shoes, made from oil. You ladies, when you... You glob all that hand lotion and all those other lotions all over your body. Well, what do you think that lotion is made from? Huh? They get it from lotion trees? No. They don't squeeze lotion trees. That lotion comes from oil. Rayon, nylon, any kind of on, all comes from oil. That's right. All these people that love to buy their organic strawberries, well, those organic strawberries, they come in that plastic container. Well, that plastic is made from, well, unorganic oil. So you won't be able to heat your homes with this fuel, this dirty, racist fossil fuel. You won't be able to heat your homes, cook your food. Of course, you won't be able to eat anyway. But what do you mean by that? Well, because farmers aren't, first of all, they won't be allowed to irrigate their crops because, well, one, they can't irrigate, and two, they can't grow crops. That's not sustainable. Commercial agriculture is not sustainable. So I don't know what people are supposed to eat. I guess dirt? You can't kill an animal to eat it. So what are we going to do? I don't know. Farmlands, pastures, grazing of livestock. I don't know how people are supposed to eat in this so-called sustainable development. What are we going to eat? Huh? And of course, the family unit. The family unit. That is the destruction of all. The family unit. Imagine that. Let me tell you something about that family unit. If it wasn't for the family unit, human beings would never have survived, never have evolved into the species that we are today. That's right, the family unit. That's what kept us together. That's what made us to survive all these years. But see, this is they know that. And they're trying to kill as many people off as they possibly can. All right, where'd we leave off here? Well, that could trigger a lawsuit, which it will, which then forces zoning change and construction of new Section 8 government-subsidized apartments in middle-class suburban neighborhoods.
Section 8.
Shut up. It's already happening in Westchester County, New York, where a federal judge had ruled just recently that the county never met its obligation to affirmatively further fair housing after accepting $50 million of federal grants. See? They wanted that money. And then when they found out that because they got that money, they got to do this, this, and this, and they realized we can't do that. So they don't do it. Then what happens? Well, they get sued. Well, it's kind of hard for me to feel sorry for you, Westchester County. You're the one who accepted that money. You accepted it. You knew that there was going to be strings attached to that money, but you didn't see the strings. All you saw was the green. All you saw was that cash. Well, the lawsuit is wrong and it's unconstitutional. I will agree with you on that, but as far as giving you any sympathy, Westchester County, I can't. Maybe next time you won't take any federal money. Stop being greedy. Start being a little more intelligent and research a little bit before you take federal money. Because you know the federal government's going to find a way to screw you with it. The federal government is not a very good organization. These people are not good people in our government anymore. We used to. We've got a few good people in our government. We've got a few, but not very many anymore. Not very many anymore at all. We cannot trust our government anymore. Isn't that sad? I mean, remember when you were a kid and you always had that, just that natural trust of the government? Yeah, you knew the government did this and said that, and they lied to you because they didn't want you to know this, because if you knew it, then the Russians would find out, the Chinese would find out, and blah, 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 blah. See, well, we all understand that. But the lies this government has been telling us, you know, as of the last, at least, well, last 10 years or so, has been far more than I can accept, far more than I can take. I can't take it anymore. And I'm sorry, Americans, but it's okay to stand up and fight with your government. It's okay to tell them that they're wrong. It's okay to fight them. You can do that. Our Constitution says you can. The King says you can't, but the Constitution says you can. Now, if you want to follow the King's rules or you want to follow the Constitution, that's up to you. I'm following the Constitution. I can care less what's in that stupid King's handbook. Nor can I care less what's in that stupid cop handbook. Constitutions trump cop handbooks. Constitutions trump all handbooks. Government handbooks, cop handbooks, teachers' handbooks, doctors' handbooks, HUD's handbooks, EPA's handbooks. The Constitution trumps them all. But we're not allowed to follow the Constitution anymore. That's racist. This case will be used to send a message to the rest of the nation's cities and counties, Mr. Romano believes. Basically, if a city has suburban areas that are deemed too white by HUD standards, whatever those standards are going to be at the time that they're going to make them be, you know it's going to be arbitrary and baseless. Well, they will be sued. Well, Mr. Fitton, he predicts an upswing in lawsuits if the rule does go in effect as of October 1st when it's planned. And yes, it's true. Lawsuits, lawsuits, lawsuits. You'll see lawsuits from groups like La Raza, which they love to sue people too. That's a terrorist organization. I know there's a lot of people that think that they're not, but they are. They're a militant group, and they're crossing the border, and the Raza is bringing them in. Okay, fine. They show up to work in Washington with a suit and tie or a nice skirt and heels and all that, so they look professional. They're not out there with their machine guns and their face masks and all that. They're in professional attire, but they're still terrorists. They are a terrorist organization. And that's why Obama put them in. He loves them. He loves terrorist organizations. He loves Al-Qaeda. They're his friends. He probably went to school in Indonesia with a lot of them. because it was a big Muslim school that he went to. Our president is a Muslim. He's not a Christian. First of all, that church that he went to, that black theologian, those aren't Christians, by the way. That's not a Christian religion. So where this president thinks that he's Christian, I don't know. I don't know. And Jeremiah Wright even said it himself. He said it. He said, when Barack Obama came to me, Muslim was deep-rooted in him. He knew very little about Christianity. That's right. They don't teach Christianity in Kenya or Indonesia. So how do you expect this guy to know it? You'll see lawsuits from groups like La Raza. It empowers the left to influence basic zoning rules. I do not see a direct method of rewriting laws, but it's the sort of thing that helps generate litigation, says Mr. Fitton. It's couched as voluntary, when in the end, everyone falls in line, and that's what they want. They want everybody just to fall in line. And teachers, they don't want to teach. They just want to program their students, just spoon-feed them the information. That way they're indoctrinated, and I don't have to do anything, and I can take my summers off. Well, that's not teaching. Not for nothing. But I have taught, too. I've taught classes. I've taught acting. I've taught a lot of stuff. It is work. And you got to have your mind into it. You've got to want to teach. And it is pretty easy to teach if you've got the knowledge. And you have the will. But that's what brings you through. That's what brings you through to the finish line, is that will. That's what brings you through. You got the knowledge and you got the will, you will do it. But if you don't have the knowledge, like the teachers don't, that's why they don't teach. How can a teacher teach you something that they don't know? They can't. And they don't. And your children are getting dumber and dumber and dumber every day they go to school. It's an ideological revelation, perfectly with the president's campaign promise, which he is keeping, to transform America. Well, we need to untransform America and go back to following our Constitution. I know, there I go again with that C word. God, I got a filthy mouth. They pretend it's all about numbers and measurements and just reporting data. It's not about that, Mr. Fitton said. It's about changing the way people live, changing zoning laws, and putting in an extreme ideological agenda, a divisive ideological agenda, through regulation. You know what that's called? That's called tyranny. And our president is a tyrant. Again, you know me, I do not sugarcoat. I flat refuse to sugarcoat. If you're going to sugarcoat, that's just, as far as I'm concerned, when you sugarcoat something, that's no different than an out-and-out blatant lie. And that's exactly what it is. If you sugarcoat something, it's a lie. What is a lie? Well, a lie is to, well, deceive. To make you think that something is other than what it actually is. That's a lie. So if you sugarcoat something, well, you're painting a completely different picture than what it actually is, which is deceit, which is a lie. So if you say anything other than this president is a deserter and a tyrant and a Muslim, well, then you're lying. We don't sugarcoat on this program. I flat refuse to do it because I don't know how to do it. I simply have no skills. I don't know what it takes. I don't know how to sugarcoat. I just don't know how to do it. I admit that's one of my faults. I just was simply not blessed with the talent. Now, I suppose I could learn how to do it, but I have no will to learn. Therefore, I will not learn how to sugarcoat. I don't want to, and I'm not going to. I like speaking the truth. To me, truth works. Truth works for me. I don't know. I don't know if it works for you or not. Look, if the truth doesn't work for you, I don't know what to tell you. But if it does work for you, well, then you know what the hell I'm talking about. The truth works for me. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to give the truth. And if I'm wrong, I get it wrong. Okay, fine. I get it wrong. I don't care. So what? It's not like I've never been wrong before. It's not like I'm never going to be wrong again. So what? But I'm still going to speak the truth. The truth is I know it. I only know the truth of what I know. I don't know somebody else's truth. I only know my truth. And my truth is this president is a tyrant. He is a deserter. He is no less of a deserter than Private Bergdahl. He deserted his post the very moment that he found out that our embassy was on fire. Our ambassador had gone missing. We were under attack. Mortar fire, machine gun fire. The place was burning up. And this son of a bitch has got to go upstairs and stuff his fat face. He deserted his post. You deserted your post, Mr. Obama. Your post within the Situation Room. You never made it. It took almost 3 hours before Valerie Goebbels made it down there. Did she send any troops? No. Where was Hillary Clinton? That's right. She was at home. The president finally made it into the Oval Office, which he was, I guess, practicing his fundraising speech the next day in Nevada, Las Vegas, which we're not allowed to go there and spend our money, but he can go there and fundraise. As long as you can spend your money, as long as you spend your money on a Democrat, then you can spend your money in Vegas. As long as you spend it on a Democrat, you'll be all right. But you are a deserter. You should go to jail for deserting your post. I'm sorry, but the very bare minimum, you should be impeached for deserting your post in an act of war, a time of war, during the battle. Our president, our commander-in-chief, during a battle, deserts his post to go upstairs to eat. And then he gets on the phone and has a two-hour conversation with Netanyahu, trying to kiss his ass because he dissed him the other day. Ridiculous. How long does it take to kiss and make up? Hey, Mr. Netanyahu, you know what? I was really busy that day. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, I got to go. You see, my embassy's on fire, and we can't find our ambassador. So we're going to have to cut this conversation short. I got to get down to that Situation Room. I got to send troops out there. I got to send planes. I got to send some help. But see, he never did that. That's a deserter. And people lost their lives. People were seriously injured. God knows how many people lost limbs that are going to be injured for the rest of their life because our president wanted to go upstairs and eat and never made it down to the Situation Room to send troops, to send help. He never made it. Well, that's true. He did not give a stand down order. That's true. He didn't. He also didn't give a stand-up order. He didn't give any order at all. I'd still like to know what his meal was. What did you have? Did you have burgers? I know he likes burgers. He's a burger guy. Well, I'm a burger guy too. But I'm not the president of the United States. And if I was, pretty sure that somebody come up to me, let's say, for example, chief of staff, my Joint Chiefs of Staff, my top general, and my defense secretary, if they were to come up to me and say, yeah, our embassy's on fire, we can't find our ambassador, the whole place is burning up, we got a mortar fire, machine gun fire, I mean, we're under attack. The first thing that I would do, and if I was really hungry, really, really, really hungry, okay, the first thing I would do is I'd be hauling ass down to that Situation Room. And as soon as I got there, I would find out what happened, what's going on. I would immediately send troops, send planes, send whatever I had, whoever I could find, to send down there to send help. And then I'd have somebody go into the kitchen and bring me in a sandwich. And I'd stay working right there. I wouldn't leave that Situation Room. The president never made it to the Situation Room. I'm wondering if the president even knows where the Situation Room is. We know he barely knows where the Oval Office is. Doesn't seem to know where Washington is. I don't even think he knows where he is.
Well, I want to thank everybody listening here tonight. Hope everybody has a great and wonderful weekend, a relaxing weekend. I want to thank everybody listening on their smartphones and everybody's going to be downloading later. And make sure that you, those links that I put, not only in the chat room but in the comment section, make sure you look those links up. Those are important. And if you've got a child and your child gets sick and the doctors can't find out what it is, make damn sure you don't take them into a children's hospital. And if you do, you bring some armed guards and you let them know at the very beginning, don't take my kid. You take my kid, you're going to have one hell of a war on your hands. You need to tell these doctors, don't steal my child. You need to stand up and protect your children. Don't let these doctors bully you. Or don't let the cops do it either. Don't let anybody bully you. Not your neighbor, not your government, not your cops, not your doctor, nobody. So we'll see you back here Monday night at 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody.
Better hold on. This one's not your fault.